Blog Talk Radio. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to another Sunday morning with Let's Talk that's presented by Smile 3. This is Cecilia. I am so happy that God has given me another day to but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know that's our foundational scripture from Matthew 6:33. So I thank God for each and every one of you, for your God-given prayers for us and your support in prayer. And I thank God for every ministry gift that God has blessed us to be connected to. I mean, it's an awesome, awesome privilege. And I know later on in the program, Minister Sheila is going to let you know the various programs that we present on Sundays, which is today, and then on Mondays, which is tomorrow, which is Iron Sharpening Iron. And she's going to also give you information about Friday night's ministry as well. And so once again, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for listening to Let's Talk. So now I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray and go with whatever the Lord has given her. And as you know, I'll be talking about respect. I'm not sure how many series it's going to be, because it'll really depend on how long it takes for us to get through the various things that God wants us to talk about concerning respect. Minister Sheila?
Morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, our Father and our Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for another day, for another birthday of this life that you have blessed us. I want to thank you, and thank you for bringing us through 2020, the 23rd day of the second month of this new year that you have brought us in, February. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because I know if it wasn't for you, the Father and the Son, we would not be here today. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for bringing us through another day, to putting us here still on earth that you have created, that we might live and learn more, to love you more, to praise you more, to bless your name, Lord, to thank you. For yet we all need to know, if we don't know, we need to know that we are here, because you is the creator of this earth that made for us to have life on, to live, to serve, and to enjoy, and to love you. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you, and I thank you for another birthday, for waking us all up, because I know if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. We didn't wake up this morning because of the alarm clock. We didn't wake up this morning for our husbands, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our noise, or whatever. Whatever you think woke you up. If it wasn't for the grace of God, the Father and Son, you would not heard it, felt it, or even be here. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for another birthday. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, uncles, aunts. Lord, I thank you for my bloodline family, excuse me, and also my spiritual family. Lord, I thank you for another day. I can't thank you enough. I just want to thank you, and I thank you for blessing us with life. Lord, I thank you to bless all the ones that's at work, going to work, coming from work, going to church, going to whatever it is, that I ask you to bless them, to let them know that they need to be today in a good mind, a bodily mind of God, to have them in a heart, mind, body, and a soul. I thank you for blessing us when I workplace, our schools, our neighborhood, our households. Lord, I need you to bless us all and let us know, no matter what we're going through, if it's health-wise, financial-wise, no matter what it is, that you can bring us to through it. We just need to turn it over to you, God. Ask you how to do it, how to go about it. which way to go, if it's left or right, up or down, to take us the way that you need us to go, not our way. We need it to be your way, because we know it's the blessed way. It's the way that's going to end with happiness and joy. Lord, we thank you, and we thank you, and I ask you to bless this presidency, this government, that is going so wrong against your people, Lord. It's just taking advantage of things to benefit them, not the peoples on the earth that they was voted in office for, to serve and to protect. Lord, we need you to bless this government, the new ones, the old ones, to let them know we are here for all, not for some, not just for your handpicked, just for all the people that's in this United States that you have been put into office for, to bless this armed forces, the police, the fire department, the paramedics, Lord, the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, to bless them to know to take care of the people that you put here and to do the job you were selected for, the right way, the blessed way, God's way, not to do it your way. Lord, remove all this hatred, all these demon devils, these ugly crying people, these ugly people with their ugly ways and habits. Lord, we need you to help us all, and we need you to help us no matter what we're going through, to remove it from us, to bless us, to even to stop hurting people, and yet some are even hurting themselves no matter what you're going through. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, just misusing people, thinking it's a game, it's fun, it's the way of life, which it's not. It's the way of the demons and the devils. It's trying to hurt the God's people because they know that that is the right way, to lead us the right way, to show us the right way, and to love and to help, and to help us on our job, and to help us through all trials and tribulations that we're going through, no matter if it's sickness, financial, family connection, job connections, neighbors, or just own to yourself, that God can lead you the way and show you how to get there. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Margaret McCoy. Lord, I thank you for all the bishops, the pastors, the evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, the sisters, the mothers, the ushers, all members in your household, Lord, in your churches, to let them know that we are here, but not our selfish ways, but to bless us in your godly way. Lord, we need your help more and more to make these streets beautiful, to remove this ugliness that is the devil is making it unsafe to do things. But God, I know you can bless us and you can save us and you can protect us. Lord, remove and get rid of, please, these people doing this human trafficking crimes where they're snatching up young women, mostly of color, and just misusing them, their minds, hearts, and bodies, and just using them for the advantage of them to make the profit of another person to benefit them. Lord, we need your help. We need you so much, Lord. We need you now. We need you right now. God, please bless us and show us the way, because without you, we would not be. Lord, I need you, and I need you forever, whatever we're going through, to let us know that we can't win, no matter what your mistakes is that the devil will use against you over and over and over again, that God, you can correct them, move us out of this miseries, this ugliness, this downfall that you are in, that God can bring you up, no matter what is going wrong, God can bring you up. Just wait on God. I know you are so many of us is so impatient, but you must realize and understand God is patient with us. When he comes, he's going to show up. He's going to show up. He's going to make it more than you could ever imagine. No matter what you're going through, give it to God. you make it day through day. That is a step and a blessing for God, because some is just taking their lives unnecessarily, because they're letting the devil use them and make them weak. But God, he will make you strong. Just take your time and pray and wait and let God use you. Let the devil stop abusing you. God can use you and make you the top of the line. He can bring you from that bottom nature that the devil trying to keep you into. Lord, we need your help more and more to bless us. No matter if our aches and pains, he can stop them. He can show you how to ease all your heartaches. No matter what you're going through in your households, with your husbands, your wives, your kids, Lord, he can bless you. The government is turning the world around so we can fight against each other, that we are killing off each other for what is a game that the devil gives and you to understand it's a way of life, but it's the way of his life. He's trying to fill his household and take you away from God's household, which is the best household to have. You want to go to heaven, not to hell. You have enough hell here on earth. So if you know if it's rough here on earth, how much rougher can it get? But you just can't imagine what you're going through on hell on earth. It's nothing compared to the hell you're going to get. But as the devil is trying to convince you, he can make it so much better. Yeah, betterly worse. To make it all better, take it to God. Like the Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, he can make it so beautiful that you can't understand, imagine. But God, we need you to bless us and show us the way, because we know if we don't know, we need to know. We need you to send our angels, send your angels. If you see someone in distress, help them however you can help. Some just say, all I needed was someone to talk to, ask them, help them to understand. God is here. He will never leave you. Just bless his name, praise his name, pray to him, and wait on him, because he will give you what you need. Not what all you want might not be for you. But God will bless you with what is needed to better and to improve your life, take you through the happiness and bring you out of your misery and your sorrow. Please understand, God is the way, the only way, the best way to lead you through with a smile and not a frown. He can remove your sad tears and make them happy tears. He can remove all your ugly crying and make it happy crying for the glory and the joy that God can bring into your life. He can put a move on you that you didn't even know. Excuse me, James Brown didn't have a move. Michael Jackson did not have a move. Ain't no one move better than God. You got to move, a dance move, a move that God will put you into that you would never let go. I never want to let go, because you know as this move has moved you, the next move and the next move is going to be better and better and better. I come to all of you to understand. I've been there. Lord, I thank you from where you have brought me from. Lord, I thank you for making the understanding. Yet I knew of you, but I let the devil use me, and it was an ugly move. It was a sad move. That I thought it was, and I found out that it wasn't. We all need to understand, no matter what you're doing, make sure you're doing it in the grace of God, by God's words. Read his book. He can lead you. Pray on your knees. He can lead you. Just ask God, and he will teach you. Please understand, God is the way and the only way, and he will never let you down. He will never let you go, no matter what crimes you might have committed, what defaults you might have did, or wrongs you have did. God will forgive you and lead you the way to him of success, of happiness. Whatever crime you will be doing, it will be the crime of prayer, of blessing and helping and nourishment. the love and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. I want to thank you and thank you and thank you, God, for me and for all that you have let seen and felt and understand that our lives are so much better. No matter what you're going through, the devil will try to trick you. There are some demons, devils out here trying to fornicate, present, and to help you and make you think that they are from God. But when you are a God understanding son or daughter, you will know what is fake and what is real. And I just want to thank God for blessing me and so many others to let us know we're tired of being ugly. We're tired of misusing each other and ourselves. But God, I thank you and I thank you for bringing us all from the ugliness of these demonic devils and bringing us to your household of happiness, love, and with your angels. And I know you have me, and I know he can have you. I want to thank you and thank you for my mind, heart, body, and soul. I am the daughter of God, the Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, that I call my big brother, that I will follow and understand and treasure for all the days that they have chosen to give me, because the devil have a few times tried to take me away, which I know he have did you. But God, my Father, and my Son said, not yet. You cannot have her. Leave her alone. She is mine. And I want to say, God, I thank you. I am yours for all the days that you say I can have here on this earth that you have created for me, and enjoy life, each and every one of us. God can make a way, the way of bright lights, glory, love, and happiness, the biggest smile you thought you could ever have, the joyful feeling that you can never feel without the Lord Jesus and the Father. I want to thank you and thank you and thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle Alexis.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. Thank you for your prayer, and thank you for what you've shared with us on this morning. We thank God for you. We thank God for what he gave you for us this morning, and we receive everything that God gives to us. And as you know, one of the things that I oftentimes say, and I truly believe it, and I make sure that I'm always asking God to help me live it, is that I accept what God allows. As you know, we've been on this teaching series dealing with respect. And so last week was when we began it, and it was we talked about what the various letters mean, and we also went over what the song Respect that Aretha Franklin had written, the verses and the words that it said, and we were able to cover various letters, which we're going to get to shortly. But as you know, this is truly a song that I sing because I really, really, really mean it. So it's just a quick verse. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. See, I have to come to God continually throughout the day. So, yes, daily, but throughout the day, I have to come to God because I need for Him to help me with the very first letter of respect. I need God to help me to recognize each other's worth and value. So, yes, to recognize the value of others, to recognize the worth of others. Because situations and circumstances could occur or could have happened that will cause you not only to be frustrated if you allow it to, but see, when you want the peace of God, you'll come to God and you'll say, God, this or that is happening and it's bothering me that so-and-so is doing. But God, what's bothering me is not just that they're doing it, but the impact and the influence that it's having on me. God, your word teaches me not to show a type of respect to certain people, but to honor and to love all my brothers and sisters and to fear you, God. So then I'll talk to God about how I need to recognize the value of others. And we're going to talk about some of those things that sometimes happen that may cause us to constantly have to go before God and say, God, create in me a right spirit. Create in me a right mind. Create in me the mind of Christ. Give me the mind of Christ. Transform my mind from stinking thinking, as Apostle Sandra Thomas used to always say, to the thinking of having a mind like Christ. And then we talked about esteem, how we're to esteem others more than ourselves. Now, see, that's contradictory in what the world teaches us, because the world teaches us about how to, I'm just saying, or how to say that it's a, what are you doing? Janet Jackson wrote a song, and she says, what have you done for me lately? That's not the Christ-like attitude of Jesus Christ. If anything, the song would have said, what have I done for you, and you, and you, and you over here, and you over there, and you right here sitting next to me, and you standing right before me, or you that I just passed, what have I done for you lately? See, the word of God teaches us to esteem others more than ourselves. But society teaches us that it's about me, myself, and I. It goes into the S of respect. Because the S of respect is talking about being selflessness, not selfishness. But see, when you esteem others more than yourself, when you recognize the value of others, when you don't mind being a servant to people no matter their age, no matter their sex, no matter their color, no matter where they live, no matter what generation they're in, no matter what tribe they're in, no matter who you think they are or who others may think they are, or let's really get to it, that unforgiveness. Yeah, they borrowed that money from you and they didn't give it back. Uh-huh. Yeah, you saw them flirting with your honey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you saw them and heard them gossiping behind your back, and we're going to get to that a little later. But guess what? Forgiveness says, Father God, I've rejected you so many times, and yet you've forgiven me. Father God, I've forgotten to thank you so many times, and yet you still love me and forgive me. When you walk in the love of God, you learn to do peace, promote love, promote unity, and guess where you begin that? Home. You begin that home. Your spouse, your children, your sisters, your brothers, your neighbors, You begin at home, not just on your job, not just in the classroom, but you begin at home. And God is in your home too, it should be. So when you begin at home and you have God you're loving on and you have your family that you're loving on, then when you go into the streets and when you go into the church and when you go into work and when you go into the classroom and you go into wherever you're going, love and unity will permeate through every fiber of your total being. Is it always easy? Sometimes. You said, is it always? And I answer, sometimes. You might say, well, answer the question, is it always easy? Then I'll answer it another way. It depends. That's what lawyers usually say. It depends. Well, then that means it's not always easy. Well, it may be always easy when you're dealing with this person, but not with that person. So it depends. And maybe. But it may not be easy when you're dealing with that person that knows how to, as they say, push your buttons. So can you continually promote love and promote unity? Can you continually walk in selflessness? Can you continually esteem others more than yourself? Can you continually recognize another person's worth and their value through the eyes of God? Not your eyes, but through the eyes of God. Titus, let's read this again. 2:7, in everything set them an example by doing what is good, and your teaching show integrity and seriousness. 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Well, I hear a lot of people saying they put on their pants the same way I put on mine. They wake up the same way I wake up. They do this the same way I think you hear the theme right there. I. They do this. The same way I. But when we esteem others more than ourselves, when we value what people are doing, because it's said for us to acknowledge people's hard work. Are you acknowledging the hard work of others? Are you upset because others don't acknowledge your hard work? Let me share a couple of things that the Lord allowed me to place on, I'll say, some nuggets of wisdom. Remember, many of us are not in relationships with our leaders to correct them or for them to agree with everything we say or suggest. It's for us to show them the love of God in us. That's me adding that. But in this it said, it's not for us to show them how much we know. We always used to hear things says, it's not for you to demonstrate how suchy-muchy you know. And I'm not talking about just people that are educated people with degrees. There are some people who, like it or not, they've been given wisdom from God. And they know things that far exceeds their education. And we need to acknowledge that. But there's also people don't know what they think they know. And so it's a no-no in the world of respect and honor. There's people that think they know more than God. And those same people are the ones that will always try to measure themselves up to the person that's been set above them. That's a no-no. Because if God allowed someone to be placed above you, it was for a reason. And sometimes what we're there forced to give them suggestions, give them ideas, say things that will cause them to think. And it doesn't mean that they're going to agree with us. Another thing that was written on Facebook was that our assignment has the word M in it. Mission has the word M in it. Complete, I mean, has the letter. I keep saying the word, so forgive me for that. Has the letter M in it. It's an assignment. The letter M is in mission. The letter M is in complete. But neither time does either of those M's mean me, myself, and I. If you're on an assignment, there's other people connected to it. So that means it's greater than you and it's bigger than you. If you're on a mission field or you're doing things to accomplish a mission, there's usually others connected to it. So that means it's bigger than you. In order to complete things, is usually, even when you have communication, in order for that communication to be complete, there had to be a receiver and a transmitter. So it's bigger than you. The message, which has an M in it as well, and yes, it may start with M-E, and even in assignment, it may have an M-E in it. But let's remember this. In all the things that we do, especially as sons and daughters of the Most High God, there is a God-ordained destiny, purpose, and mission that's assigned to that. And so you may say, why am I talking about leaders? Because there are many people that are giving advice to their leaders, and their leaders aren't listening, and so they may do whatever. They may quit. They may get frustrated. They may do this or that. But see, many of us that have been armor bearers before, many of us that enjoy working in the background, and many of us that have served and still serve, we realize that when we were placed in those places of servitude to have the honor of being someone's armor bearer or the honor of being someone's deputy or second in charge, it wasn't for us to get too familiar with them, although we did in order to be able to know them. So we may be in a meeting and we can complete the sentence that they were going to say because we've gotten to know them, and we've gotten to know them in a place of honor and respect. Because, see, you can become so familiar with people until you start walking in a prohibited practice of disrespecting them. Some people, when they get to know you, what they get to know about you causes them to disrespect you because they realize, oh, he or she is human. Some people will have major degrees and work for someone with a high school diploma, but yet that person has been put in a position of authority and you still must submit to that authority. And we're going to talk about some reasons why those situations happen. But sometimes, like I said, that person can be filled with so much wisdom and know how to do this particular thing that you're trying to learn how to do, whether it's technically or something that you have to learn how to do emotionally, intellectually, whatever it is. And so while you're getting to know them, don't try to manipulate them. Don't try to use witchcraft on them. Don't try to make them think like you, act like you, talk like you. Because if people are thinking like you, talking like you, and they're robotic, that means there's a whole bunch of people that aren't necessary. They're not necessary because if we're trying to do groupthink and all of that, that's one thing. When you're trying to bring people together to promote unity, to promote love and all of those things. But guess what? Even twins are different. Even triplets are different. So each person still brings something to the table that's unique to them. Because maybe one person's going to be that person that's always the cheerleader in the group. Then there's going to be another person that's always the captain. They always have these big ideas, and they can make stuff happen. And then you're going to have those worker bees that are always those people that you give them a dream or you give them a thing, and they make it happen. But guess what? Everybody's working together cohesively as one unit to make the mission happen and the vision become complete. As we learn how to value our leaders, some of them, like I wrote on Facebook, some of them we picked the leader. Some of them God picked the leader. Some leaders were just allowed to be in that position. Because every time you have a leader, it's not always to learn good things. Sometimes you are learning what not to do. I've had leaders that taught me what not to do. And they were still great lessons. If you're stuck on being your leader's friend, if you're stuck on being your colleague's friend, if you're stuck on being wanting to be liked, if you're stuck on being that person that has to control everything, I would ask you to pray, to seek God so that you can learn how to be in relationships with people based off of that relationship and that role that you should have. Because sometimes you are going to be the visionary. Sometimes you are going to be the follower. Sometimes you are going to be the armor bearer. Sometimes you are going to be the second in charge. And sometimes you're going to be the first in charge. So whatever your role is, we have to make sure that we ask God how to operate in the role that he's given us in that particular situation. We have to learn how to accept the fact that wisdom or nugget may come from someone that you least expect, someone that you had no respect for. But it wasn't because God didn't tell you to respect them. It was because of something that you heard from others. It was because of something that you thought you saw, which you really didn't see, but because of what you were experiencing at that time, you assumed something about someone that wasn't true. Let's get to E. Expect to reap what you sow by sowing and showing respect, love, unity, mercy, grace, and respect itself, and love and even more. Many times when people are talking about reaping what you're sowing, they're talking about negative things. But you don't always have to sow negative things. You don't always have to reap on the negative side. Some of us are reaping what our mothers, our baby sisters, our aunt sweeties, our mothers, Brother Bells, our fathers, you know, the Uncle Hudies and Uncle Georges and Uncle Isaiah's, we're reaping some of the things that they worked hard to make sure that the Seabury family would have, that the Kaiser family would have. We're reaping what our parents put in us that caused us to go out and get an education. We're reaping what our parents sowed in us that caused us to go out and get a job. We're reaping what our great, 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 and greats sowed generationally later. We're reaping what Martin Luther King stood for. We're reaping. Because right now, I'm going to give you an example. I worked on a job. I was the only woman in charge. I worked with 10 men, and they were all Navy. I was Army. So I had to deal with them because they did not care for me because I was a woman, so sexism. I had to deal with them because I was black. They weren't black. They were, like I said, they were all Navy, so they had this type of clan. They had this type of clique. And so I always had to give more than 110% in everything that I did when they may have given 20 or 40. They constantly came after me. They constantly belittled me. They were sowing negative things towards me. But guess what? God would not allow me to sow negative things back. When they came at me with their racism and sexism and all of that, because see, the people are skillful now. They know how to do it in a way that people can say, oh, that's just their leadership style, or they've already put the right person that they need in place in the EEO office or in the OIG office, and they have all of these connections that go all the way up. So they know how to put people in positions so that when you put in even complaints, it comes back as a leadership thing or this or that. So people have become strategic even in their racism and sexism. But this institutionalized behavior that's been sold into the government and other places will cause us sometime to try to sow back what's being sold into us, into that ground. But God wouldn't allow me. The tears that I cried, the prayers that Apostle Sandra Thomas prayed for me, and that my sister Renee prayed for me, and so many others prayed for me. And you would think, okay, God, I was saying, how long do I have to be in this, God? It wasn't a year. It wasn't 2 years. It wasn't 3 years. It was several years. And I came out of that with such a great appreciation for those who dealt with racism and sexism and the various isms during my parents and their parents' era. People think that just because we're doing what we're doing, how we're doing it, that we no longer have to deal with it. And so as I fought through it so that I wouldn't be angry, so that I wouldn't be frustrated, and so that I wouldn't run, because the one thing God told me was that if you run from this situation, you're going to repeat it again. I didn't want to repeat it again. I wanted to learn what I needed to learn from that. But what God was trying to teach me was that at that season in my life, I was pretty timid. Minister Sylvia once said to me, she says, well, Cecilia, I believe God is trying to teach you how not to be people's doormat. I think God is trying to teach you how to not to let the enemy put his foot on your neck. It only confirmed something that Apostle Sandra Thomas had told me before and that my parents were trying to teach me when I was growing up. But I had this thing that said, can't we all just get along? And so I was willing to be the doormats and whatever just so that we could get along, submitting to the witchcraft. That's a whole nother message. So as I'm here working with these racists and these Klan-type people, I realize that God was trying to teach me how to speak up, how to speak my voice and let it be heard, and then at the same time back it up. I couldn't do scripture because, remember, in the government you can't be mixing politics and scriptures and all of that. So what I had to do was use the wisdom of God to not only to show them my expertise and my skills and what I knew, but I had to show them that, yes, I'm willing to do what it takes to demand your respect. And not just in what I say, but in what I do. And so all of a sudden, a few years later, after me always treating them with respect, me always doing right by them, making sure that they had what they needed in order to be successful at their job, because, see, I was handling the money and the resources, so I made sure that they were taken care of. Didn't make them change towards me at all. They still kept doing what they were doing. God sent me a ram in the bush. This ram looked like them, talked like them, and was very silent, so I didn't know where he was coming from. All of a sudden, one day, after he had watched me, started, you know, anytime there was a project, he made sure I was on the project with him. So I couldn't tell if he was after me or he was with me. You know, just like in the Word, I couldn't tell if, okay, are you with me or are you not with me? After a while, we were in a meeting. And matter of fact, I'll tell you, he was a lawyer, very skillful lawyer. And he said to the men in that meeting, like I said, I was the only woman. He said, when she takes you to court, for this, this, and this. I'm going to be her lawyer. Immediately, the room was silent. And he went on and on to tell them. And I'm sitting there. I kept a calm face because I was shocked, first of all, but I didn't want them to know that I was shocked. And that, so it made it look like me and the lawyer had talked, but we hadn't. So he told them this or that. And all of a sudden, when the meeting was over, the way they handled me was that of respect. Because he let them know, I look like you, I sound like you, and everything. But I will not be a part of what you're doing. Because although the system is set up so you can do these microaggressions and people aren't aware of what you're doing, I'm aware of what you're sowing. What you're sowing is a very fine line between racism and sexism, but as a lawyer, I can see it, so I'm going to represent her. He says, right now she doesn't have the case that she would need, but I can help her build it. So you can either stop it now or you can stop it later. So there was years of me sowing respect. There was years of me sowing mercy. There was years of me giving grace for God to send me the ram in the bush. The lesson that I learned during that whole time was that there's a time to be quiet and there's a time to speak up. And at no time is it okay for people to do whatever they do and for us to walk in fear. For God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. You have to have a sound mind. You have to learn how to be sober type of situations where you're the product of sexism and racism that is so subtle because of these microaggressions that people have learned to do. Because, see, now they've educated themselves on how not to be called a racist, how not to be called a sexist by using past precedents, by using things that are undercurrents to try to sabotage you. Because if you can't see it, you can't say anything about it. They teach us, if you see something, say something. Well, sometimes the manipulation and the things that they are doing is so subtle till you can't see it. You know there's something wrong. You know that there's racism and sexism being practiced towards you, but you can't put your finger on it. But God will say, love them. God will say, support them. God will say, respect them. Not because of what they're doing, but because of the position that they're in and because you're all connected and the troops need you. There's people in the war zone on the other side of the world, or there's people in the hospital that need not have that nosocomial infection. There's people in the classroom that need to attain their diploma or their degrees, and so what you all are doing in the background can affect them. Last, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Sheila. The outcome of that whole situation was that that whole area that I worked in got disestablished and I got promoted. You never, ever, ever know what God is doing behind the scenes. So we were able to talk about recognizing the value in others today. We were also talked about how esteeming others more than yourself is more important. We talked about selfishness versus selflessness. We talked about promoting love and unity. We even talked about expecting to reap what you're sowing, even when it's something good. Later on in the teaching series, we're going to talk about C. And we're going to talk about the letter T. And we're going to talk about how God uses some of the negatives to strengthen us. How God uses the things that he allows to make us better. And some of those things are negative things. Yes. Some of those things are the gossipers and the backbiters. Yes. Some of those things are the people who betray you. Yes. Some of those things are the black-on-black crime and the drugs and all of that stuff. Yes. Those are some of the things we're going to talk about. But for right now, I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila. Minister Sheila, I'm turning it over to you for you to pray and make announcements and see if anyone on the line has anything to say and what, however the Lord leads you. Minister Sheila, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle. And I just want to say I thank God for how he's blessed you. And yet we don't hear bless so many more. Like I say, God knows what's best for you. You let him lead you. You let him show you. He will show you the brighter and the better way. Just want to say I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. But we all know you have to trust in God. And he will show you the way. And I want to ask if there's anyone on the line that might have a testimony or some words of wisdom or any kind of statement that the love of God is working and using us the right way. The line is open as of now.
Good morning, Saints. This is Minister McCoy. I just wanted to say this is a blessed day that God has given us, and we have so much in which to be grateful and thankful for. I'm thankful for that wonderful message and those words of encouragement and teaching from our speaker today. She was just dynamic and letting us know that whatever we're going through, God is with us, and there's a reason for it. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle Elect, Cecilia. Thank you for those words. And so I just say I'm going to go through this day remembering that not only should I give respect, but that I have the respect of God. And that's, woo, that's pretty dynamic too. Bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for the words of encouragement, Minister Margot McCoy, because I know they are so true and so right, and the words was a blessing to the Apostle-elect, and I believe, you know, anyone else on the line that might have words?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Minister Sylvia. I just want to say, wow. Wow. Thank you for speaking on respect. It is greatly needed. I thank God for opening up that opportunity for you to teach us that moment. I just want to say, wow. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia, for that. You're right. Anyone else who might have words of encouragement? Okay, if there's no one else, I just want to say, Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you, because for all we know, we all need to have respect, but yet we need to know you have to give respect. You can't just want it all, but you can't give it. And I thank the Lord for letting us know to believe and trust and to wait on him. Ask him for directions. Ask him to show you the right way to go, what path to use. Like apostles say, when to shut up. Some of us don't know that. Some of us want to just take your hand and put over a person's mouth. Be quiet. God will send you a help message to let you know. Sometimes you just need to be quiet for someone to hunt you and let you know, say something. As long as people can disrespect you, walk all over you, you don't, they will. That's the devil's trademark. He wants to stomp and walk and disrespect all God's sons and daughters, all his children. But I'm yet here to know that the devil know today, this ain't the right crew. as they say out here, crew of God's daughters and the sons that might be listening, that whoever might have wanted to say something but didn't or could not say something. This is God's daughters and sons, his crew, to let the devil know your ship has not sailed. It has sank. And we have pushed a road and just pushed the motor and just moved on over the glorious waters and land that God has blessed us with. I want to say thank you, Apostle. I want to say thank you, thank you. But yet the message was so much needed. And I know we have so much to understand. And I want to give honor to the God, the Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for blessing us with another birthday. I don't care what no one say, but each day you wake up, it's a new day. That's a new day. And it's a new day for birth to understand, to give you birth to understand life and to worship and to understand God is here for a day we did not have to have. So each day I wake up. During the night I wake up. For each second I get, I say, Lord, I thank you because I just gave me a new birth minute, a new birth second, a day, an hour, because each one that you get is not promised. So many did not make it through this day, but Lord, I thank you for all that you have done for me and my family, the people I know and I don't know, but God, I thank you. Because to be a daughter and to be a, and for those to be a son of yours is a blessing. It's a knowledge of achievement, of growing in a better life with the greatest Father and Son that it is that gave us life through his Son, his only Son. Because if it was not for them, we would not exist. Don't let the devil convince you, because he's going to damnation you to the deepest pit of hurt and hunger. And I want joy, wisdom, knowledge, happiness, and praise and smiles in the glory of the God our Father. And Lord, I thank you for blessing us all and to giving us another day and making us into your child that you have blessed on this earth, and to remove all these evil, ugly, demons, devil spirits from us, and to let us know each day, each second, day, minute, hour, month, a year, it is a blessing to know that I am still here. We are still here through the blessing and the graciousness of God our Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. And I want to thank all of you all. I want to thank all that are listening, however you are listening. I want to thank the ones that gave words of encouragement to Apostle to keep listening to us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But let's talk with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Sheila Kaiser. And on Monday nights from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Iron Sharpened Iron is also Smiles 3, part of Smile 3, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And it's also on Facebook on some nights that we have many powerful and magnificent speakers that could bring the word and the teaching of the Lord and the know-hows and the know-what-nots to do. Because God will always set your foot on the land that he has made in the right way. And also on Friday night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Let's Talk, that is on Blog Talk, and also on Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And I just want to thank you and let you all know that God is the answer, the only answer, that we can have the best of life that he has given us, that he has put us here for, and to understand without him, we ain't. Don't let the devil confuse you, because as long as he can lead you He's going to lead you where you don't want to. I need to go. And I want to say this is our foundational scripture. Excuse me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. And have a blessed day. And remember, God is the way. Amen. Goodbye.